This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Calls are growing for the NFL to move the Green Bay Packers game in Brazil Friday night. The air quality in Sao Paulo is bad because of raging wildfires. Also, the Supreme Court has imposed a national ban on Twitter. Wisconsin Republican State Representative John Mako also points to crime in Brazil and concerns about the country's contentious election. President Biden's visit to Southwest Wisconsin this week is part of his effort to highlight his administration's Investing in America agenda. He's hitting the blue wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. He's talking about efforts to build infrastructure and lower health care and energy costs. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials to sometimes cover the cost.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. The disgraced former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is still fighting to keep his job as a tenured professor. The UW Board of Regents Personnel Committee meets later this month. Joe Gao was fired as chancellor in December for posting pornographic videos online. Among other things, revoking his tenure means Gao would lose his pension. Experts say getting involved in voting are good for your health. Craig Burns is a social work professor. He says it's true all the way down to local zoning laws.
Whether people have access to an affordable grocery store that sells healthy produce, or whether they have access to safe transportation.
Burns says voters should know local and state races are sometimes decided by just a few votes. A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time more than 25 years ago in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Superior Middle School on Tuesday to welcome students back for the new school year. The visit was part of a statewide back-to-school tour for the governor, who used the opportunity to share his own past experiences as an educator and assure teachers that his administration is working on funding issues that have led many districts across the state to turn to operational referendums for funding. The Superior School District is among those with an upcoming referendum vote in November. Wisconsin's bear hunting season is officially open, and experts are predicting a strong season. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the bear population has been growing across the state and now stands at about 26,000. The bear hunt is also becoming more popular each year, with more applications for a bear hunting license. Wisconsin's bear hunting season will last until October 8th. DNR officials say the hunt is also crucial for black bear research to ensure the ongoing health of the population. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has determined a cause after over 1,000 fish turned up dead along Tisher Creek earlier this summer. According to the agency, the fish were killed after the city of Duluth drained about 1.7 million gallons of chloraminated water from the Woodland Reservoir over 15 hours. The drainage was part of a maintenance operation on the drinking water system. Officials are analyzing more samples collected from various locations to determine next steps and recovery time for the fish. A $1 million road construction project is scheduled to get underway in Superior this week. According to Mayor Jim Payne, the city is looking to stabilize Tower Avenue just south of 28th Street with concrete repairs before the cold weather puts a halt on construction. The construction is also part of a larger project planned for the section of road between Belknap Street and 28th Street next year. It was originally planned for 2027 or 2028, but Mayor Payne says the timeline was moved because he doesn't think it can wait any longer. The Duluth Preservation Alliance has released a list of endangered places they're hoping to see preserved and honored over the next year. The list includes three categories: impending demolition, uncertain future, and underrecognized. According to their list, the Woodland Booster Pump Station and the Duluth Commercial Historic District are the only two locations that fall under the impending demolition category. Park Point also fell under the uncertain future category after the demolition of 14 homes by billionaire Kathy Cargill. Duluth law enforcement authorities have made an arrest in connection to a deadly fire in July. The Duluth Police Department announced the arrest of 25-year-old Tyler Edwards on Sunday. Edwards is now facing charges of second-degree murder, first-degree arson, second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon, and interference with a dead body. 25-year-old Maxton Godowski was pronounced dead after being found in the burned-out apartment, which police deemed suspicious. Authorities have not shared a potential motive. The Duluth Transit Authority celebrated the one-year anniversary of the Better Bus Blueprint on Friday. According to a Northern News Now report, officials implemented the blueprint in the hopes that it would streamline transit in the Twin Ports area, and they say they've seen a lot of improvement. After the first year of the plan, the Transit Authority saw a 15% increase in riders on Saturday and a 50% increase in riders on Sunday. Total ridership was up about 11%, and there was a 10% bump in miles of service. The home of a Sawyer County family suffered serious damage when a car barreled through the wall last week. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the vehicle left the highway it was driving on and crashed into the home at a high rate of speed, and the driver allegedly did not stop at the intersection of State Highway 27 and Fun Valley Road. Three people in the home, including two kids, suffered minor injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. The driver also suffered minor injuries, and the crash is under investigation. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says the Packers players are ready to get the season going.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Pixar Studios is not without its share of mega blockbuster hits. They've got another one that just reached a huge milestone, as was predicted. Pixar's Inside Out 2 has become the highest grossing animated film of all time. The title was held for the last 5 years by the Lion King remake from 2019. The second Inside Out has passed $1.6 billion worldwide. The sequel is now the 9th highest grossing film of all time. Sometimes life can really kick your butt and deal you bad cards. Then there are people like George Clooney and Brad Pitt. The two were in Venice promoting their new film, Wolves, an action comedy where they both play criminal fixers. While talking with the press, they had to deny the fact that each of their salaries was $35 million. The two denied the claim, saying they were making millions and millions less, which by my calculations means they still could have pulled in about $30 million each. Wolves will be released on Apple TV September 27th after a limited theatrical run. Well, just like back to school stuff hitting the shelves in July, it's not too early to start thinking about horror films as we start our crawl toward Halloween. Prime Video just added several new scary films to its roster, including what's been called a gem from 2009 called Drag Me to Hell, starring Alison Lohman and Justin Long. Lohman's character has a curse put on her, sending her perfect life into upheaval. Speaking of Justin Long, he is in another scary flick called Barbarian that is worth a check out as well. Another scary movie getting pretty big hype was just acquired by Netflix. New Life is an indie film from the UK that is not a Netflix original but dropped on the streamer last weekend. It's a thriller that is pulling a 93% score on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score is hovering around 70%, which probably means there is a surprise ending. This will be the place for all your recommendations leading up to Halloween. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest-grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not-so-great reviews, but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend brand with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.